We're talking to Lee Capolino, Point of Grace. Lee, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Okay, did I pronounce that name right?
You did. Absolutely perfect.
Good. Now, you guys, are all you guys from Tennessee?
There's three of us that live in Nashville, Tennessee, and the fourth one lives in Louisville, Kentucky. Her husband is finishing up his doctorate at the seminary there in Louisville.
Okay, tell us about Point of Grace. Would you say you are a group that your music is devoted to maybe teenage girls or young ladies or who?
Well, actually, it seems like our demographic is really unusual. What we find in our concerts, we love the church, and that's really where we love to be. I mean, we don't mind going outside of that arena, but we have a heart for the church. And what's interesting is that it seems like our music is very family-friendly, and which allows that age group to be anything from, 5 years old to 75 years old, 65 years old. And they just did some testing not too long ago, and again, that demographic was confirmed that we are quite a large fan. We have a large fan of listeners. So our music, we consider it contemporary Christian pop music. We definitely have that traditional sound where there's four girls and there's four parts. And this new record kind of took a new turn. It definitely still favored that four-part harmony, but it also showcased us as individual singers and kind of had a little bit more of an acoustic edge to it. And it's that type of music that's just that easy pop, that you can just, that hopefully, is enjoyable to any ear that, is a music lover.
Did you think Point of Grace would be where they are today when you first started?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the interesting story about me in comparison to the other three original members is that I've been with Point of Grace for a little over a year. The girl whose place I took about 14 months ago, her name was Terry Jones. And but as far as the vision, the passion, the mission that Point of Grace had 13 years ago on a college campus would have never ended up to where they are today, where we are today. So. No, absolutely not. You have a desire in your heart. You just try to follow that desire, and you just hope and pray that it would be something on the lines of success. You just have no idea that it, when it finally happens, that you look back and go, wow. I mean, you can't help but be humbled, and because there's so many talented people in the world, and, we would have just never thought in a million years that God would allow us to use to share our music in such a wonderful way. So, no.
Okay.
I think I can answer on behalf of all four of us. We would have never imagined it, but we would have definitely hoped for it.
We're talking to Lee, a Point of Grace. How important is DVDs, videos to your music?
Well, it's definitely a wonderful resource so that when we're not necessarily in that city or, at their church, it's something that they can be reminded of. And it's, for me, it's a blessing in my home, whether it be listening to children's CDs for my two-year-old or listening to music similar to Point of Grace that's worshipful or just positive music. I believe that it definitely is a resource that is an encouraging tool outside of reading a book and outside of one-on-one fellowship and outside of even the church walls itself. So as far as the importance of some accolades that come behind it, that's irrelevant to Point of Grace. But the resource itself being in the hands of people we consider important because we believe that it bears much fruit, and hopefully that fruit is of hope and of encouragement.
tell us about touring and how important is touring to your ministry?
Touring is probably one of the most important things, and the reason for that is because it does allow us to have more of a one-on-one an audience, you know, where we can actually touch and see the people, and we can see the response of the hearts of those that, you know, come to the concert. So it is definitely vital, because that way we can get a temperature of exactly what people like music-wise, and yet we get a temperature of what in what direction ministry is going. You know, 15 years ago, the world of worship, the way we know it today, was not so embraced like it is now, and it's just been through baby steps and baby steps and a little bit more open-minded, a little bit more open-hearted towards a different style of music that it's been so embraced. And the reason I can't help but think that to be true is because the message within the music is what glorifies God and which turns our hearts towards Him. And so touring is extremely vital, because otherwise, you know, anybody could stand behind a microphone in a glass box and sing, but being being with among the people and hearing their testimonies and seeing that we all are so on the same field of sorrows and pains and struggles and joys and praises, and it keeps us, you know, in tune with the people, and it helps us know how to do the next record and what situations that people are going through, so that the next song that we hear that may lean towards that particular situation, we'll know, oh, I remember that person struggling with that, and there's so many people out there like that, and this song would just really minister to them in that particular way because of what the lyric says. So it's very vital. And we love it. You know, for us, we just finished our first leg of the I2U tour, and what we're doing this year is we're having a time where they have the green I Choose You bracelets that they get with the CD. We have a special reception for those people, and it takes place about an hour before the concert. And for me, it has been such a wonderful experience because, again, being one-on-one with people that, you know, have a testimony about a particular song, but just communicating and fellowshipping with the body of Christ. It's been wonderful. So I love touring. It's just so much fun. There's so much excitement, you know, because it's a live band and it's all this energy, and it's just awesome.
Our guest is Lee Capolino, Point of Grace. Where are some of the cities that you toured during the first leg of the tour?
Well, we just finished up Woodbridge, and we did Cleveland, Ohio, and then we ended in Indianapolis.
Okay.
And we, you know, we'll be, oh goodness, Virginia Beach, we're going to be in Texas, I can't even think of all the cities, but it's going to be 30 cities, and if they want to go to the pointofgrace.net website,
okay,
under tour, they can get all that information.
Okay. Our guest, Lee Capolino, Point of Grace. Finally, is there something special you would like to leave with our audience to tell us about Point of Grace, the importance of the group Point of Grace in your ministry?
Well, you know, what is really specific in our lives right now as a ministry is two things. One is, of course, the I Choose You Tour, and because of the commitment that is underneath the title of I Choose You, it's taken from a song, I Choose You, and it's what we've asked our audience, as well as the fans on the internet, is to be willing to make that commitment that each and every day to choose Christ and to try our best, as best we can in our human bodies, to serve Him and not any other idol, but to love Him with all our heart, soul, and might. So the I Choose You Tour is a really strong commitment that we're excited about. And I have the privilege of singing about in concert. And the other thing is a conference called Girls of Grace that we have been a part of for the past 3.5 years. And it was a passion of Point of Grace for over 10 years ago just to minister to the heart of teenage girls. And we have been doing these conferences for this will be our fourth fall. And they can go to girlsofgrace.com to get all the information. But what is so unique about these conferences is as teenagers, even though it does seem a little bit a ways away from when we were teenagers, we are still at a place in which God has given us a platform that teenage girls are looking up to us and are taking heed to some of the things that we are sharing. And we just want, we take that very seriously, and we want to use this opportunity to speak in the lives of teenage girls and remind them that we didn't do everything right, but the things that we did right, share with them. The things we did wrong, help encourage them so that they can detour that. We have incredible speakers. This year, Rebecca St. James is going to be our artist, and we do a Point of Grace concert, live concert. We have just phenomenal, again, phenomenal testimonies of girls that have persevered through life challenges. And we talk about modesty. We talk about how you can dress in a very classy way and not trashy way, but still look hip. And we present a challenge to them that to follow Christ is indeed the best thing that you'll ever do, but it might be the most difficult thing you've ever done as well, but it's well worth the fight.
Lee, it's been a pleasure. We wish nothing but blessings for you, Point of Grace, your family. You are quite welcome.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate that. And thank you again for your ministry and what, you know, what we all do. We're just all parts of the body, and we just appreciate it so much.
Well, you're welcome. Our guest, Lee Capolino of Point of Grace. When they're in your town, do not miss Point of Grace. Make it a point to see Point of Grace.